Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. I'm here at Lucas Oil Stadium, where the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine kicked off on Thursday. Well, free agency kicks off on March 11th and will certainly be a potential option for the Eagles, as general manager Howie Roseman said that unique situations call for unique action.
If there is a unique player in free agency that is hard to find other than at the top of the draft and fits all the criteria that we've outlined, some publicly, some privately, then you have to look at it. I mean, we still view ourselves as aggressive and risk takers, and sometimes you have to take risks to get better. But at the same time, we have a process here, and we feel like that if we continue to do the right things and build our team and continue to get better, then we have a chance to be a good team for a long time, as opposed to taking shortcuts and maybe having to cut players or maybe not being able to resign some of the players that we've drafted and think are going to be good players for a long time.
Roseman stressed the importance of not forcing a need, whether it's in the draft or free agency, because the resources wasted will hurt the team down the road.
You can't force things. You can't make something that's not there. And I think that we've all seen the lessons learned from that. And if you do that, you're going to make a huge mistake. And sometimes the option is just to get through the moment and to do some stopgap things. And I'm not necessarily saying that's what we have to do a particular position. But when you look at the teams that have won the championships over the last couple of years, they're not perfect at 22 spots. And I think it's a big difference about having a weakness at a particular position as opposed to being solid and getting through. And that's going to be the important thing. Listen, you know, we've talked a lot about him. We've talked a lot about Brian Dawkins. We've talked a lot about the position, and it's understandable. But you can't make up great players at a particular position. And if you do and you use a resource on that, you're going to miss out somewhere else, and it's going to really weaken your team. And you're going to compound the problem because you're going to put either money or picks into it, and you're still not going to have the right answer. And so we got to find the right answers, and we got to do things the right way. And I know at times, you know, that may not be what you want to hear, but I think in the long run it's going to really serve us well.
Of course, the Eagles are here at the Combine to meet and evaluate the top prospects in this year's draft class. On Thursday, it was the top offensive linemen and tight ends who met with the media.
Really just trying to come out here and just, you know, reiterate what I put on film all year and what I've done throughout my career at A&M. So, you know, coming out here, trying to put up good numbers, put on a show, and just, you know, like I said, reiterate that I think, you know, I'm one of the best tackle out here. So
I like to think that I'm very consistent. I play definitely through the whistle. I think that's also one of my weaknesses, as everyone likes to comment on. But no doubt about it, I like to play through the whistle and do whatever I can to put people in the dirt as much as possible.
I started playing football 7th grade, I thought from 7th to 9th grade that I was going to be a fullback, tight end, whatever. And then my dad and my coach got a hold of me and just said that if I wanted to play, I was going to be a lineman. And I never looked back. I played tackle all through high school and college, but, you know, my love for the game of football has been ever since I was little. And, you know, it's continuing, and I don't think it'll ever end.
I think just my, you know, overall pass catching ability, my route running, and I think that people underestimate that. And you know, the scheme we ran, you know, we had two true freshman quarterbacks throwing me the ball, and if that's not ignored, I caught 106 balls, that people are going to say it's the scheme of the offense. But at the same time, you know, you had to be able to get open. You had to be able to run good routes. You know, you had to do different things to disguise your route running. And I feel like that's the best thing that I do as a receiver and as a tight end.
Every team wants a complete tight end, an all-purpose tight end, not one that can just run down the seam and catch passes. They want a guy that can block too. So I tell them that I've been working hard on it, and which I have, and that I'm not bad at it, which everyone thinks. But we'll see.
I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Make sure to stay tuned for our complete coverage of the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine.